a whole bunch, a show full of outtakes. Rehab is the new black because everyone is going to rehab.
Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show.
Patrice is back. Okay, Patrice is back, and she's got a whole bunch of... We love that she brings notes, because what she doesn't realize until now I'm opening my big mouth is that she leaves the notes behind, and then we look through them, and we laugh.
I didn't know my notes were funny.
We have a whole drawer.
Oh, well, then from now on, I'll make sure to leave my notes.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so people are going to rehab. Please,
people
list.
People going to rehab. Okay, first, exiting rehab, we have David Hasselhoff. He was in there for a couple weeks for painkillers, but if I was David Hasselhoff, I'd take painkillers too. But going into rehab, we have Joaquin Phoenix from the Crunchy Crunchy Phoenix family. He likes to drink a lot, so he's going to go get a little bit of help for that.
Now, why would he go get help? Like, what does he care?
Well, because they want him to make movies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So make sure he still gets the checks.
He needs to go headline, so he's going in there. Okay.
It's not like he's in the background where he can be drunk and no one will notice. He has to actually say most of the lines. He's going to go dry up a little bit.
Was he drunk when he did The Village?
Everybody involved in The Village was drunk. Everyone.
Except me, and that's why it sucked.
Yes. And back in rehab, you know, like going to church every week is Whitney Houston. But this time she decided that regular rehab, not going to do it. So she's in rehab in Bermuda.
Oh, that's because, like the St. Patrick's Cathedral of rehab.
Yeah, like famous people love to go to like Promises because you don't have to do anything. That's sort of resort rehab. And Promises opened a branch in Bermuda. So she's down in Bermuda in the sun.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, trying to kick the heroin.
Oh, good luck.
Because crack is whack. She does not do crack. Let that go. And in a couple weeks, she'll admit it. But Paula Abdul's hooked on painkillers, too. That's why she keeps crashing up the
car.
Is that
what she's saying?
Really?
Yeah, that's why she keeps crashing the car, being crashed into. Xanax makes you sleepy. So
wait, how much has she gotten into? A couple of accidents?
She's gotten into two in about 2 weeks. And then there was another one where someone crashed into her.
Jeez. Oh my God.
She's not doing it Rebecca Gayhart style where she's like killing people, but
wait, what?
She's gotten
what?
Into
what's that?
Rebecca Gayhart.
Yeah.
She's done a couple music videos. She was in the Noxzema Girl a couple years ago.
Oh, I know.
She too enjoyed the drinking, and she happened to hit a little girl and kill her.
I didn't know.
With
that.
Her car.
Is that in the papers and stuff?
It was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so unlike her, she's crashing just into objects, not into people yet.
Now, Paula Abdul, you were saying that
on
the
American Idol, she's nuts.
And I think that's why she's so argumentative too with Simon.
Yeah. She wasn't always, I never followed that show. She was always
very gung-ho, like, you know, kind of funny argumentative. Now it's like, you don't know me, you don't know where I come from. I'm Paula Abdul, I'm from the streets. And
yes, you are.
She wasn't
Paula.
Like that before, and I think it has to
me
do
and
with
Scat
guns.
Cat lived out of a cardboard box.
You know, Keanu, she was in the gang with Keanu.
In case you're wondering who that howling is in the background, Andrea's here just hanging out.
Scat Cat was no one to fuck with. You saw that leather jacket. And in Olsen news, Mary-Kate and Ashley, they are still divorced. They're living separately. This week, Mary-Kate got a dog, got coffee, went to class, slept in class, went shopping, bought shoes. And she's not a fan of her food coach, who is basically a woman whose job I covet. She's paid about $5,000 a week to make sure she eats.
I wish.
That is her only assignment. There is a bodyguard and a personal assistant also, but all she has to do is, what did you eat today?
Who's well, then
for?
You all should
Which
be paying
one?
Me, because I do that to
the one that
friends.
Doesn't eat and does all the cocaine. Not the one that's dating the 30-year-old, the other one.
You know what? She would eat, but then it's like, then you're not going to give this lady anything to do
in
her
woman,
life.
Her job is basically to carry an apple in her purse and to make sure that she eats.
I have one of those. It's called my mom.
Yeah.
My mom, I'm leaving the house today. I went to my parents' house today, and I'm leaving. My mom's like, and I go, you know what? I need an apple. I'm going to take an apple, Mom. And she's like, you want me to cut up an orange real quick? I'm like, I think I'm all right. She's like, no, seriously. I'm like, okay, cut up an orange. And then I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. I have an orange now. And then she's like, and I already bit into the apple. She's like, let me cut that up for you so that you have it nicer to chew.
I think the reason that I'm actually terrified when I go in the grocery store of the prices is because I'm accustomed shopping at my dad's house on Sunday. Like, I go in the fridge, anything I feel like taking, I sort of just take, oh yeah, taking that. We were going to eat that. No, you weren't. It's mine now.
See, my mom does that. On my way out, she's always like, what can I give you? What can I give you? I have this, I have that, I have that. So now my dad makes fun of her. And so on my way out, he'll go, you need a fridge? Because we have we can get a new one. We can get a new one.
Take the toilet.
We have
care.
Another one downstairs.
Oh,
I mean, really.
Go.
I don't have to eat. Take it. Because my mom won't let it go. She's like, I just want to give you something. That's so, it's so Jewish.
And we Britney news. I know I hate to do it because it's so repetitive and everyone's getting it from every angle now. She's pregnant.
Right.
With quad triplets.
Quad triplets. And we're not sure if it's a boy or girl yet, but she's about 4 months along. And the reason they actually had to make the press statement that she's pregnant is because they were trying to rebut the thing that she was in the hospital. She was in the hospital over the weekend because the placenta detached, which is common, but it's Britney and, you know, she's a hoe and there's stuff in there. And it probably wasn't, the vagina wasn't closing all the way, so the baby was probably just about to drop out. But
Oh, hold on. This just in. It's a boy. And she's going to name it Justin. That's weird. Oh, isn't that weird?
Oh, that is odd. That's odd. Weird. Well, see, I was thinking that Federline's other two kids, it starts with K. So she should get something that starts mm-hmm. with K. And I think, like, Kabbalah. Or another one was Confusion.
Mm-hmm. With a K, so it's stronger.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Confusion means one of strength. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
And either that or just let Madonna name it.
That's true.
It that could work.
I'll go with that. I'll go with C. Keith?
Maybe she's done with Britney. I already had you.
Madonna.
Yeah.
She is quite fickle. Cameron Diaz has told Justin Timberlake that he needs to stop calling Britney's house, that she will have no more of it.
See, now who's telling anyone this? How the hell do they know that she
Well, it's always followed by sources tell us, which means it's like...
It's their friends. It's their housekeeper. Are pieces of shit.
Their friends have to keep up. Their friends have to be able to spend the same amount of money. Where are they getting the money from? They're busy being their friends. If that's your job to be Cameron Diaz's friend, you have no actual job.
That's sick.
You have to get a check from somewhere.
That's sick.
That's right, yeah. That's why you have your friends and you gotta...
Then you have your friend
friends. You gotta give them jobs and and never hang out with your... Don't have friend friends. You have your friends... That you trust and keep them happy.
So they don't have to sell you to the Inquirer. So,
and don't have friends of friends.
So if we were famous, like...
Oh, I'd still sell you out. Oh, dude, I'd make shit up. That's what I would do. I wouldn't tell the real stuff. I would make completely absurd crap up.
You know what? Then we would appreciate you for that. And you know, we'd write the stuff with you. Like,
exactly.
Can you just say that...
10% off the top. But that totally called the Inquirer.
I couldn't make it to the Letterman show because I was helping kids at a... at a build a house camp.
No, because that sounds like you're a child toucher.
And then,
you don't want to go that far. Child toucher, for some reason, no one likes
it.
That's
why you have a group to work it out.
Exactly.
So we'd work something out, you know.
He has a fetish for rabbits.
Okay.
I have no problem with that one.
They like proclivities. Anything just off?
He makes the girl pet it.
Yes.
And he gets off. And
that's the whole
fetish.
He walked
in on us.
Yeah.
All right, done and done.
He makes her sit on balloons. I don't understand.
And of course, we're talking about Joaquin Phoenix.
There you go. A lot of things 80s have been coming back, and there's only one that I truly have a problem with.
The Rubik's Cube. That thing you cannot figure out. Am I wrong, folks?
I just moved the stickers. I'm a big fucking cheater.
Wait, other than the fucking leg warmers?
Okay, every broad with that stabbed. Stab, shot, killed.
Yes.
Don't
Is that do the
it.
One that you
it
were
going
to
It didn't work
say?
The first time. No.
Oh.
Steven Spielberg, his new movie in production.
War of the Worlds?
Transformers the movie.
Yes!
Oh my god,
yes!
That's cool. Yes.
Live
yes.
action.
What's yeah. the problem?
I don't know if I'm ready.
You got the touch! You got the power!
Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Autobots and the battle for the something
either
something evil. Decepticons. The Transformers.
You know what? He doesn't get this excited when we're about to have sex.
This is I'm more excited than my stand-up show. This is awesome. Yes.
Why is that not exciting? That's exciting.
You know, it's exciting, but it's going to be live action. It's not going to be animated.
But Steven Spielberg,
what does that
who,
mean,
who
live
don't
action?
Get me wrong, has fucked up a
They're
lot
gonna
of things.
Build, it's going to be a lot of CGI and real action
That's fine.
People.
That's
I
fine.
Don't know.
Did
I
he
don't
make
know.
A little thing called dinosaurs look real? He'll be okay making a car look like a
yeah,
person.
Yeah, but he took the dinosaur thing too far. By the time we got to the third round, we were all pretty tired of
I
it.
I bet that wasn't his fault.
I think it was. He likes checks. Well, he likes checks and he likes to buy
Well,
children.
I'll tell you what. I won't go see Transformers 2.
You know you work a lot when you don't stay home with your wife and make the babies. You just buy them from other countries.
Oh.
Do you know the... I don't talk like that. I don't appreciate it. In the Transformers movie, you rent the DVD. I say buy it. But there's a track called The Curse Word or something like that, or The Word. Anyway, there's a curse word in the Transformers movie, and it's shit. And somebody, one of the, there's, you know, it's all drawn, of course.
You're way too excited about
this. Oh, it's so good.
It's kind of creepy.
But obviously, you know, it's animation, but you have human beings in the movie. And one of them, like, finds information out. It's like, oh, shit, we got to get there right now. And you're like, did I just hear that?
What?
There's
why
a curse word
in there.
Right.
Look how it's probably the animators left it as like a placeholder while they were doing whatever and like didn't take it out.
But somebody had to do it. Yeah, the actor had
to do it. It's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, that scene where you can see through Jessica Rabbit's dress. Nice. And she's got like nipples and full on.
Whatever, this is better. I say thumbs up. I say upgrade.
Okay.
Hey, don't steal.
Paris Hilton's looking for a new best friend. So if you've ever wanted to hang out with her, now's your chance.
That's big news, too. I'll do it.
Nicole Richie has decided it's a really shitty job and she doesn't want it anymore.
Did she decide she doesn't want it anymore?
She decided she's not going to do the next season of the Simple Life, so they need someone new. And
Didn't I predict this?
I go ahead and vote for Kimberly Stewart because she's been out with Paris a lot. In
Who's that?
Who the fuck
in
is
the
she?
Candid Rod Stewart's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's
Rod
daughter.
Rod Stewart's daughter is cool.
Please, you would have said...
In L.A.
Huh?
You don't have to be too much to be cool in LA. She's LA cool.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Okay.
Who's the other girl? What's her name again?
Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie.
She's
you
gonna
been like actually, Richie's daughter.
She doesn't want to be with Paris anymore, and she's getting her own show for Fox with the fiance that she has right now. They're gonna do their own little version of Newlyweds, sort of leading up to their wedding, not after the wedding.
What's it? There's another one out like
the I married a princess?
No. Who's the rock star?
Wait, the Barkers. I have that down. That show is genius.
Is it?
It is genius in the fact that they knew cameras were there, yet they continued as they do as cameras weren't there. He smokes. He drinks.
He smokes weed.
Weed in the car before meeting the wedding planner, and then just it's just the best scene ever. He just totally. She's trying to plan with him. He's like, this is the best soup ever. I've never had soup better than this. And it's just insane that they know the cameras are there. And she's totally along for the ride. I don't think they're as good now as they were then because Blink-182, they broke up and they spent all this money on this gigantic house. And he has no income coming in.
Oh, so that's why you think he's doing it?
I think that's why, part of the reason.
No, he doesn't have plenty of money.
He has.
How many skateboards can you buy?
You know? and how many t-shirts? Well, all the money went to the tattoos. Because he's gotten to the point where it's the tattoo to skin ratio, the tattoos are winning. Right. He just has the face left. And and it's entertaining and oh, he's kind of hot now, but like when you're 60, having the Cadillac logo full on the entire front of your chest is
Nobody
not going to be cool. Yeah.
Cadillac?
That's rock and roll. I like that. It's
Cadillac.
Irony.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like putting Volvo on your chest.
I like it.
Nothing to no one.
Right.
No, it's awesome. It's like putting the Transformers Autobahn face on your chest.
Oh my God, he's going to do that.
I think I figured it out. Okay. My arm's there a little bigger, right on the shoulder.
Okay, so let's keep you at this size.
Orson Welles was a voice in the Transformers movies. The great Orson Welles. Yes, he is.
By then, the checks had dried up.
He's the main planet. He's a planet that can eat things. Graviton.
Okay,
I don't think he's proud of it.
This boy watched a little too much.
He definitely is. He positively is.
Oh, my God.
Positive. Guaranteed.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You keep talking. I'll look it up.
Okay, totally.
This is awesome news.
Heath Ledger is expecting his first child with Michelle Williams.
He should do whatever he can. Talk to his agent, manager, whatever. Be part of that Transformers movie. That is going to be huge. Thank you.
He needs a good movie after that Knight's Tale business. But,
I like that. We both like that. She watches it all the time. It's on her five always-watch movies.
Is that the one that I like, the cute one?
Yeah.
Yeah. He broke up with Naomi Watts, who was about 15 years older with him than him, and he's with Michelle Williams, who's 25. You may remember her as Jen from Dawson's Creek, the blonde whore.
Oh, I don't...
Don't try.
You know?
You shouldn't have to.
I know. She's a little chubby. I like her.
Yeah. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pregnant because they were seen coming out of a prenatal yoga class, and it hasn't been confirmed, so I give it till next week.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's pregnant, and they're together in Australia where he's filming a movie.
Oh, he's so cute.
They're going to make a cute baby. It's going to have cute cheeks.
I don't care about the baby.
Okay. And I think now it is time for Ho Watch.
Ho Watch. Ho Watch. Ho Watch.
Ho Watch.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. In Ho Watch, I know I already talked about Paris. She's not in Ho Watch.
No.
Oh, hold on.
Ho Watch.
All right.
We have better hoeing. We have Lindsay Lohan, who has now moved on from LA and has taken up residence hoeing in New York.
Ooh.
She is making a movie downtown, but she's been seen at night more than during the day making the movie. She's been at clubs drinking with her mother, so it's okay.
With her mom?
With her mom.
She's got a really dysfunctional family.
Well,
right?
they're from Long Island, so you can't cover that up for long. You can try. You can totally try, but it's going to show itself. And they're from like Freeport. They're not even from good Long Island. There's no McMansions. They're like from near Costco that sells gas and shit.
We really have a McMansion over here
in
Long Island.
When your dad shows up at the bar mitzvah and starts flipping shit, you know your family is trash ass.
Those are the best parents, the ones that, you know what, I'm going to smoke weed with my son.
Literally, they're not accustomed to all this money. So they're getting way more than their 15%. But the biggest thing about Lindsay Lohan this week is that even though she's 18 and, you know, she's drinking illegally, the big issue is that she's smoking cigarettes. And they have a lot of pictures of her smoking cigarettes. And the little girls tend to dig her. So they see Lindsay smoking cigarettes. Not so bad. But they haven't seen Ashley with a 30-year-old boyfriend, so that's not a problem yet.
Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Olsen. Ashley Simpson. I don't talk about Ashley Simpson.
Oh, my God.
Come now.
This is news stories.
No, also Rans. No.
So wait, how is it that What's-Her-Face, the blonde version of Lindsay Lohan?
Hilary Duff?
Yes.
Okay.
You're good. How is it that she managed to stay good? Is she actually really good?
She is genuinely an operative for the CIA because she is so undercover. No one knows about her, but she is just off the chain. She's dating like a 26-year-old guy. Do you know the band Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, she's dating one of those. One of the twins.
Shut up.
And he is so, Joel Madden, he's so much older than her. She's not 18 yet, and they're doing it sideways. They're together.
Is Andrea saying that they broke up?
They didn't break up. Yeah, they told you they broke up. They didn't break up. There's pictures of them earlier this week together.
Really? That's actually legal. Andrea calls bullshit.
Yeah, she does that sometimes, and then I'm right later, and she never talks about it.
I'm sorry, who went to
You know what? We're gonna save this, and whoever's right, the other person's gonna have to give a public apology. Hold on, we're getting a phone call.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Craig, how you doing? You're on the air.
Great.
True or false, Orson Welles, it was in the Transformers the movie.
Oh my God.
What?
Transformers the movie. There's gonna be a new Transformers the movie. How do you feel about that?
I feel like,
You suck. Goodbye. Right,
oh
sorry
my God,
about that.
He just totally hung up.
Sorry
on
about
his
that.
Friend.
I thought
he did not come quickly enough
use.
With his affirmative opinion that it's the best thing ever.
Thank you.
Therefore, he's hung up on.
Right here, Orson Welles was the voice of Unicron. In Japan, the movie's called Matrix Forever.
Oh no, I think Keanu might be pissed about that.
I think that I'm a little concerned, and I'm surprised that you don't have a Transformers shirt.
If I had my way. You know there's...
Somebody's having a birthday tomorrow. You
I
never know.
You should have told me... I swear to God, you should have said this before because that's what I would have gotten you for your birthday as one of the gifts.
You know that guy that has tattoos done? Like, he's a, looks like a cat and he got his teeth done.
And he has
done.
The whiskers?
Yeah, and he got whiskers implanted.
That guy's crazy.
And his ears done. I want to be a Transformer. But not just a Transformer. A triple changer.
Oh. That sounds like you do weird sex things. Triple changer.
Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. Like, it's very, very weird. But only because I like the Transformers, I'm like, yeah, that is a good idea.
I totally dig it, but I just...
And don't confuse them with the GoBots. GoBots suck.
GoBots were bootleg Transformers.
Right.
I think because I liked it so much as a kid, I don't want you to mess with it. I liked it the way it was.
If it's going to suck...
Then don't do it.
That's going to be very...
It's the live action thing that puts me on the fence.
It's going to be upsetting. But when the Transformers comes out, we should have like a party around it. You and me, Keith.
Okay. I'll get
yes,
the bootleg.
You're all invited. No bootlegs. We can't ruin it. We have to give them the money. We have to go to the theater. We can go to the cheapy theater by our place.
I'll tell you what. If you don't want to get the money, I just want to see it on the big screen.
No, it wasn't
we'll order tickets for something else and then sneak into the Transformers.
Totally.
You know, give
we don't
money
know
to
if we
something.
Support. And then on the way out, write Transformers on the ticket and hand it over again. No, change it over to the Transformers. We didn't mean to see that other movie.
Next.
Okay, and now we have absurd black people news.
Absurd black people news.
Ooh.
Okay, and starting off, we have a bit. An ad in Women's Wear Daily ran yesterday. Naomi Campbell's looking for a new assistant.
Oh,
I personally will not be submitting my resume. But if you want to, just take a look at Women's Wear Daily for yesterday. She wanted someone who's detail-oriented, quick-thinking, and just...
Can take shit.
I thought when they say quick thinking, they should just say quick reflexes because she likes to hit.
If anybody doesn't know, she went through like 10.
But no, did she?
People.
Personally, I enjoy when she hits her assistants. This latest one, she slapped it with one hand and hit it with a BlackBerry with the other hand.
What the?
It shows duality. She's ambidextrous.
Or maybe, you know what? See, that's what she's listening to this right now going, God damn it, I slapped her, but then I had a phone call and her face hit it.
No. My personal favorite is the last one, the one before the sit suit. She slammed the woman in the side of the head with the telephone,
right. Turned
around, smiled, kissed her on the cheek, and then asked her for a high five.
What?
Asked her for a high five. Well, I'll tell you something that's interesting that isn't part of these stories. What did she do, the assistant, to fuck up?
She woke up that morning.
That might be a little important.
No.
Was she on time? Did she not make a phone call?
You don't hit him with the phone. Backslap somebody. You don't hit him with a telephone.
Maybe
that's
if she
nice.
Fucked up with a phone call, she gets hit with the telephone. God, she doesn't put God gas in the car.
If she doesn't type a memo, write the whole typewriter upside her head. The production team of the Neptunes had a band called NERD, which is no more. They've broken up despite the fact
NERD is Do Can't Believe Me, I'm a Rock Star. Standing, that one, right?
Yeah.
Standing on the top of a cop car. It's almost over now, almost over now. You can't be me, I'm a rock star. Standing on the top of a cop car.
Yeah, so boy!
And now this goes out to all the posers. It's almost over now, almost over now. I like that song. That's a good song.
That was such a visual. That I was wish really we, nice. We could show everybody what...
You need a camera in here.
Yes, you do.
So they're over, and now Perry Farrell has to do all the work by himself. Is that his name? Or Farrell?
Farrell. Perry Farrell's the other cracked out white guy.
Right.
Yeah. New legal trouble for R. Kelly, because Michael Jackson can never get too much attention. Other people have
R. Kelly, is that... I believe I can fly.
Yes.
Well, this is fun. Who else you got?
This time he didn't pee on anybody. He has an assistant who's suing him for overtime, back wages, and harassment.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, but...
I'm sorry.
It's another lawsuit.
Does she have it on tape?
Suing for overtime? Wait, what kind of harassment? Interesting harassment?
Just complaining too much.
Ah, please.
Shut up.
It's called Hollywood, honey.
As an employer, he complained too much.
Please.
Get out. That's harassment?
Yeah. Yes.
Keith
yes.
harasses me every day.
Please. If that's the case, my mother owes me millions. Bobby Brown. I keep going to say Whitney, but Bobby Brown is being sued and may possibly be arrested. There's a bench warrant for his arrest right now. He is back in child support, and I connect it to Whitney being in rehab because she wasn't around to write the check.
Bobby Brown. My prerogative.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Also,
yes.
Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And who else?
Who else is in
Jay-Z. Jail? Damon Dash did not get out of bed this morning. Because once again, Jay-Z has just made him look the fool. Not only did he sell Rockefeller Records without his knowledge and get $10 million and a whole new record label behind it, he has now partnered with Russell Simmons to make Russell Simmons Music Group, which has already signed the Beastie Boys, Run DMC.
Oh, hold on. Slow down. First, Jay-Z. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. And
hit
then Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
Sabotage. Right. Thank you. Sabotage. Thank you.
Run DMC.
I don't want the Aerosmith
the
song first came to mind,
and
that would be offensive.
You are not blessed.
No, not enough. I would really be killed on the streets. But that's the funny thing. Growing up where I grew up in Jamaica, I didn't
you
know
grew up in Jamaica.
I grew up in Jamaica, but I didn't know it was dangerous until 50 started selling records about it. Literally, where he grew up in the projects was like 5 minutes away from my house. I didn't know.
This is Jamaica,
I just
Queens.
I just knew it was on the side with the Popeyes, and you didn't go over there after dark. I didn't know it was dangerous.
Come on.
Totally.
Seriously?
Well, I lived on the side where it was literally like the most danger was like all the old people dropping dead in the building.
Really?
Like every week there was a funeral notice because it was a planned community. So these people all moved in when they were in the 30s and now they're 70 and they're dying. But on the other side is where all like the new families were. So we weren't on the really ruckus side of the development.
There's good parts about it. It's the Harlem of Queens. It's still bad.
I like that. The Harlem of Queens.
Yeah.
Made it seem like I lived in a real black neighborhood.
Although Hollis might be worse.
Hollis might be. I don't know.
Queens. I think Hollis might be worse, but it's close enough.
But until 50 started talking about coming from the rough streets of Jamaica, Queens. I didn't know. We're like 10 minutes from Green Acres Mall. How can you be dangerous when you're really close to the big mall?
Come on. Jamaica Avenue.
I don't go there. No, that's where all the black people are. You don't go there.
Andrea's on the couch going,
Jamaica Avenue really is for getting on the train. You do not stop and pass go.
Now, hold on. You lived in Jamaica. You thought it was all right and everything. Somehow, you got arrested.
Well, you know what?
I did get arrested.
That's where the what's that train? Not the subway, the other train?
The passes there.
Long Island Railroad?
Long Island Railroad.
That was right outside my window.
You do not transfer at Jamaica. Stay in your seat. Whenever the doors open, everybody, white people,
stay on the train. This is where the blacks are. We were Locust Manor, which was a couple stops out, and it was kind of, it was nice. It wasn't what 50 sings about.
What'd you get arrested for?
I got arrested for taking a library book.
For taking a, oh God.
When was this?
This was when, thankfully, when I was about 16 and a half, 17, so it never went on my record. I was with some friends. That was my only concern. Like, dude, am I going to have a record? Mm-hmm. No, I was at the library with some friends, and they thought it would be funny to put a book in my bag so it would go off when I went through the censors.
That's what I told the cop whenever I did underage drinking. I'm like, somebody might have put something in my Diet
you
Coke.
Did. Yeah.
But I don't know.
You did say that.
Yeah,
that's not a joke.
Right.
Oh, my.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when I walked out, it went off, and they were like, oh, it went off. Okay, now we're going to go. No, New York Library prosecutes all lifters. So if you get caught with material, jail time. And the precinct was like two blocks over. So they were there in a flash. And when the officer came, he was like, you know, what's the deal? Stealing books. You look like a nice kid. You look like you can read. You know, you can afford to take a book out.
What was the book?
The Bible. I really wanted to look at him. I don't believe in Jesus. Why would I steal his story?
You have the funniest friends.
Yeah, they basically all gave me the, oh shit, we didn't know look, and kind of went home. And the Bible cost $25.97, just so you know. I didn't have $25.97 on me, but I did offer to write a check.
They make you pay for it?
That was the deal. They would let me go if I had paid for the material I was accused of stealing.
Do you get to keep it?
I didn't even bother to ask. I didn't want the Bible.
Did you cry? Did you
it
cry?
Just caused me trouble at that point.
Did you cry?
I did cry, mostly because I'm going to jail. But like I cried us, I offered to write a check. We don't take checks, we take cash. And my mother didn't work far from where we were, so I called her and I was like, dude, I'm about to go to jail, you need to come down here and pay for a library book. And she had the black mother reaction, well, let them take you. But but she did show up and attempt to pay for it, but it was too late. There, once the officer already has you in his custody, they have to take you.
What day was it? Was it Friday?
It was a Thursday was into Easter. A Friday, thankfully. It wasn't a Friday.
You're lucky.
Had it been a Friday and it was the end of the day, I would have been in processing the whole weekend. But the
And you know what the irony is? You go to jail and there's a Bible waiting for you.
Thank you. But the best part was the officer. He was really nice. He didn't cuff me. He just had my hands in front and I had my coat and stuff because he didn't cuff me. And he took me out to the car and drove me the whole block to the precinct. And then proceeded to put me into a holding cell with a woman who had duct taped her entire leg from the ankle to the knee. But it was oozing things on the outside of the tape. And I was sure I was going to get some jail disease. And this other woman who just cursed constantly.
Did you poop in jail?
Well, I literally shit myself. I didn't actually poop in jail. Like,
did you shit yourself?
I mean, no. I like mentally, I'm like, I'm going to jail now, and they're going to keep me for the Bible.
So you didn't literally?
No.
Literally, mentally, you did.
Mentally, yeah.
So wait, but you did pee in the public toilet.
What if when you're being arrested, you hold the Bible and you go, "Oh Jesus, don't fail me now. Jesus, don't fail me now."
Yeah, no. They took me to the Queens County Courthouse. They have like a holding cell down there for you, your case to be heard. And there's night court, but there were so many people that night. I don't know what it was. Must have been a full moon or something, but there were a ton of people and they didn't get to me till the next morning. And I had a public defender that I met for all of 2 seconds.
They're the worst. Worst.
He basically like, "Library, what the? They give me real cases. What are you doing? Library books." And the judge kind of just looked at the DA or whoever represents the library like, "Dude, you're assholes. It's a book. She has no record." I'd
Do you ever bring up it's the Bible too? That's something for a judge to see. They probably got to swear on it whenever they become judges.
You know?
Right.
But they basically let me go. It didn't go on my record as long as I stayed out of trouble till I was 18. And really, there were no other books that I needed. So I did manage to stay out of trouble till I was 18.
And they didn't offer you a Bible on your way out?
No. They did give me a Metro card to get home.
Did they really?
That was it, yeah. They have to give you a Metro card to get home. Which makes sense because my mother had taken all my stuff.
Did you get beat?
No, I didn't get beat in jail, but I got some looks. I think.
No, did you get beat by your mom?
No. I think she figured that jail sufficed.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I came home with the "I've been in jail" look, and she had company at the time. Most people, maybe you don't know how black families work, but when you have company, what happens in the house stays in the house, and the company doesn't need to know what's going on. She actually told them I slept over Andrea's house.
Oh, shit.
She told them that I had slept over Andrea's house for the night. So I get home, and I'm fresh out of jail. And I'm just like, "I've been in jail, somebody hold me." And she's telling me, "Did you have fun last night?" "Yeah." "I had so much fun. We watched movies." "I was in jail." But so I totally had to act like nothing happened, and I had to go take my post-jail shower, and just, it was terrible. Yeah. And they were still around for like another 2 days, so we couldn't have the conversation about what fun I had in jail. So yeah, they
and
never
why
knew.
You're taking showers every 5 minutes,
you know. Why are you shaking? I don't know.
I got arrested once. I got arrested for putting a balloon on a cop's head during a rave while it was getting busted. And the cop kind of kicked me.
That's kind of everybody's fun. Everybody has a sense of humor to handle.
Ha ha, raid.
Well, my friend and I got hired to be like balloon makers at this rave. We drove all the way to New Hampshire in the middle of a blizzard because like on the way, it just started like just ugh. So we got there in like 8 hours. Now, rave goes all night long, so we're still able to work. So we started working. We noticed that people started getting taken away by, it was plainclothes cops.
Oh, okay.
How foul is that at a rave?
Were they doing the K?
Probably. Okay.
They were walking around with one of those lights.
Yeah. So, and it was a pretty big rave. And then they started arresting people. This one cop was holding two guys. They were already handcuffed in the back, so they were so he was holding the handcuffs from the back. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of pretended like I was going to put a balloon on his head.
Oh, my God.
Wait. While he's taking them away, so he didn't see that. And my friend goes, ha-ha, you should do it. And I'm like, okay. So I went. As he's taking them away, I put the balloon on his head. He gets scared. He turns around, kicks me, like, to kind of get me down, like, because he probably thought he was being attacked.
It's probably a training video. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Kicks you where?
In my leg. Like, he could only reach there because he like, half-turned. You know, it was kind of almost like a retarded kick. And I was like, what? And then he's like, he yelled at another cop, arrest this girl. And so I got arrested. My friend started crying. I was like, what? And I started talking shit, like, I don't know what you think you're doing, and you can't do this to me. I talk shit the whole way.
Fuck the police. Cop killer.
I talk shit the whole way. My friend's like, oh, my God. I'm like, don't worry about it. This is bullshit.
See, that's white people right there. No, when you're brown, you stay quiet in the back of the car because they can pull over at any time.
No, but I just knew, like, what are they going to say? She put a balloon on my... Well, I guess, you know, she interrupted a bust. Anyway, so then they got a whole group of people down there. They didn't even fingerprint me. They took like a Polaroid of me. They shoved me in my own jail for some reason.
Your trouble.
In your own cell?
In my own cell, yeah.
They built the jail just for her.
Yeah. I don't think there was even a bathroom there. There was just like a cot. It seemed like it was like... you're staying in your own room thing. What's that? Isolation. It seemed a little like that.
Damn, you were trouble.
I was so not. And then I stayed in there for so long, it started hitting me that I'm in jail. And then I started crying. Mm-hmm. So I started crying. And then I got interrupted by, actually also, this is so embarrassing. I was singing at first. I was like, la, la, la. But like,
fuck? And then, and then after I made everybody a dog.
No, but no one was around. And then I was just crying because I was like, oh my God.
You're in jail.
Yeah, I was in jail. And then the cop comes in and he apologized to me. Yeah, he apologized to me. He's like, I'm sorry. Because I think he realized, like, he kicked a girl. Mm-hmm. And that I might not have known that he was arresting people because he was in plain clothes. So he's like, we're dropping the charges and I'm really sorry. But he looked like somebody was making him do it. Like, yeah. I'm really sorry.
She might turn around and sue later. Just say sorry.
Really? I'm sure he was thinking, you fucking cunt. Like, how funny did you think that was? Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm dressed as a jester in jail. And
were you?
Yeah,
You had your clothes on? And then did you go, well, officer, why don't you check your pockets? And he pulls out a yellow napkin from his pocket, and you're like, that's mine, I'll take that.
No, then I go to him, what time is it? And I'm like, I got your watch.
Oh shit.
I wish I could.
That
would
have worked too.
You know what, if I could have done that, it's very good that I can't do that, because I maybe would have done that just for like, I'm a magician.
But I swear, you
put her back in jail. Put her back in jail.
It was so funny. And then later on, like a month later or something, they contacted me because they were suing the city for coming into their rave and arresting people. Like,
you should have signed on to that one.
No, you know what? I didn't want to get in. Like, I was like, you know what? I was arrested.
I don't want to get put back in jail.
Yeah, they let me go.
You say rave, but now the rave is suing. Were there drugs?
I'm sure that, I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
It was a rave.
Are there always those kids in the corner doing helium balloons?
There was definitely stuff going on. And I think they were just like, it was unjust the way it was done. And it's like, why? Because they didn't say, hi, I'm a cop, are you doing drugs? They came in plain clothes. They looked like, you know, kids.
It's called entrapment.
Yeah, exactly. So they might have been going for that angle, but I was like, no. I got out of jail. And I'm back in New York. See you later.
It's nice.
So I was concerned. I think I was still living in my parents' house, and I would have had to call them.
You can't explain that one.
I may have driven my mom's car up there.
You know, I'm in jail in New Hampshire.
Your parents never knew?
No, they never knew. No, I managed to get out that night, like later on that night. And they also didn't expect me back that night since it was a rave. So
I don't think my dad knows I went to jail. My mom knows. My dad.
Really?
I don't think my dad knows.
What's the age difference between you and your mom and you and your dad?
Me and my mom, 13 years. Me and my dad, 15.
13.
Yeah, she was a whore.
Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah. Did you spend time drinking and hanging out with your mom?
No,
you guys go to the same parties?
No. There was the year of 13, which was kind of a lockdown. Like, you're not going anywhere outside. I'm not a whore like you. I'm not going to be.
Really? Did she really? Was she really aware of?
Oh, 13? I was not really that's allowed to sleep over 13. People's houses and come home straight after school. There was not a lot of Ray Dare games when I was 13. It was very police state at our house.
Somehow didn't get you out of trouble.
No, it did. Still went to jail.
You still stole
it
the Bible.
It might have been rebellion.
So, I don't know. I feel like there's so many questions there. The mom is 13. I don't know.
When your mom's a whore, how's it your house? 13 years difference. So now she just turned 39 and my dad just turned 42.
No, and she wasn't like the cool mom that at all.
No.
She was strict at 13.
Well, she didn't really do a lot of the raising at 13. It was my grandmother for a while.
Oh, okay.
So all we like, it's sort of like I was like the cousin or something. Like my grandmother was in charge of all the all stuff. Right. But
anything else, Andrea? Give us some dirt on Patrice.
There's nothing else. I'm very
clean. There's nothing else.
She I loves do. The monkeys. Oh God, I love monkeys.
That is so racist.
You love the monkeys?
Yeah.
No, that's the monkeys.
Monkeys. Oh, primates.
Okay. Anything
apes in
else?
Healthy way though.
In a not healthy way.
I don't want to do the monkeys or anything. I just enjoy monkeys.
The way I like Transformers?
Yes.
But more actually.
Actually a little bit more. A little bit more. It might be a little bit more.
So but now you live with two roommates?
I have two roommates.
And where do they work?
One is
I already know.
She already knows. One's an office manager and one works at a fine strip establishment called Phenomenon.
Is that's in the city? I don't know.
It is in Queens. It's about 6 blocks from my house. And she is a bartender. She is not a stripper. Stripper's a horse.
Oh, so that was a little joke that it's really not classy.
It's a gentleman's club, Keith. I have no clue of what you speak.
And will you get your roommate in here someday?
Sure.
Yeah. Does she come home with a lot of money?
Yeah, in singles.
In singles.
It's kind of weird when it comes time to pay rent. It's just a knot.
Can I ask about the whore job?
The whore job? Oh, I used to be a hooker booker.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's what I named it. But yeah, I was a bit of a personal assistant. I used to schedule the prostitutes to go out on calls. And it was never in call. It was always out call. And
do you know the name Charlie?
There were many Charlies and also a few Johns.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But then they're all Johns. So
were there any hot girls? Seriously?
Honestly, there were a couple nice looking hookers. There were a lot of Russian hookers.
Okay. But anybody.
They loved a hoe.
But anybody that was really like, okay, no wonder people pay for you? Or
yeah, there was one girl that was like that. She had gone to the trouble to get, you know, boobies installed and all kinds of.
How much was she?
Okay, the most paid girl, and she had maybe like four or five regular customers. She didn't really deal with anybody else. She was getting about $750 an hour.
$750?
Yes.
Wow. That's out of my price range, babe.
Well, I'm sure it maybe, you know, if you were nice, she could break it down into 15-minute increments. But
he can come in 1 minute.
I can get it
then
done.
Then take the 15. You don't.
They don't have a 1 minute plan, right?
No.
All right.
It's not a phone call.
In and out. In and out.
I'm like, hold on, and but now I'm opening the door. Done.
But the average was like $150-$200 an hour.
That's a lot, right?
Well, they were clean.
Yeah.
They were clean. There was no questions. The woman who was...
You did test them?
The madam.
Not you, but you guys?
They got tested in the office, yeah.
How often?
They got
months?
Tested every 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Wow.
Because they're not just testing for AIDS. They're testing for any general STD.
Wow. And was anyone thrown out after an STD?
One girl was actually... it's funny. She was tossed for not telling the owner that she was pregnant.
Really?
And she was still hooking because she wasn't showing up until almost her fifth month.
Why would that matter? She's not showing. She's pregent. Who cares?
Well, it's kind of creepy.
Maybe you can end up suing somehow.
That's kind of creepy.
Even though it's all against the law, you can probably sue somehow.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, the father could probably sue her for endangering the child.
I would sue for creeping me out. I didn't know that.
I was being logical. I would ask for my money back if I found out you were my whore and you're pregnant.
I bet you could. I'm like, I'd like to complain. Well, what can we do? I guess I'll take another hooker tonight. We'll call it even.
I'd like an exchange, please. But basically, we didn't really do pictures because there was no website. You know, no fingerprints, no evidence. But you would basically tell me what kind of girl you wanted. And I look in the book and see, A, who I was sort of friends with or who I liked.
By picture? It was a book of pictures?
It was a book of descriptions and like what wigs they had, what hair color they were that week, you know, the build, who they sort of looked like that was famous. Because sometimes guys would say, I want a girl that looks like Cameron Diaz. And you're basically like, we don't have those.
Was anyone named Candy?
No, they didn't go by like, you know, fun hooker names, you know, like Delicious or anything. they all sort of used like, you know, Anna.
Oh, because it was like higher class.
Higher class, yeah. Oh, okay. Like you can actually take them outside if you had to. Or if you like you were walking with them in the street and a friend stopped you, you wouldn't have to immediately, your friend wouldn't go, he's got a whore.
Right.
You know, it would sort of be like he's with a girl that's way out of his range, but it wouldn't be like he's with a whore. So there were a few hotels that sort of didn't kick people out and knew that what the deal was, but they were we weren't allowed anywhere near the New Yorker hotel. They had sort of had the number and they're like, dude, you guys are selling whores, we don't want you in our hotel. But they did pretty good business with some other hotels that didn't really mind that girls were coming and going as far as hotel traffic and people seeing the hookers in the hallway.
The hotel isn't part of it, though, right?
They weren't part of it, but they
closed their eyes.
There were some hotels that it was easier for it to go on at than other hotels, because other hotels would stop you. What room are you going to? Who are you going to see? And the last thing these guys want is any kind of trail to their room that this hooker's going to their room.
Will you name some popular hotels?
No.
No?
No. Secrets.
Really?
You gotta have secrets.
Okay.
Did they make you sign something?
No. Really, what can you sign at?
The I don't know.
Illegal.
I don't
what can
know.
You sign at the
How'd you find out about it?
There was an ad in the Village Voice for the second one I did, but the first one was through a friend of a friend who had, she was actually, she's a hooker booker in New York and in Miami. She recently got busted for New York, but she's still doing it in Miami.
What does the ad say?
The ad says, telephone girls wanted.
Do you like fun people? Do you like having fun?
To book appointments.
Can you keep a secret?
Mature and responsible.
Did you make good money?
I did make pretty good money. I got about 12 an hour and then 10% of whatever the total call was, and the girls would tip you because basically I was in charge of the book. So if
you're saying
if you call for a blonde girl and there's 15 blonde girls and you're like, we're cool, I'll pull your name up before I pull anyone else's name up. So they basically tipped you to sort of keep them in circulation because there were a lot of girls that were on call.
Did anyone on call? I'm a hooker on call.
I'm no. on call tonight.
You know. Excuse me, Keith. I have to get this.
Hooker, PhD.
I'll be right there.
Yeah, so they were always sort of on call, but there were a lot of girls that worked more than others. There were girls who only had certain customers. They only worked with one or two people, but it was interesting.
I sleep with only one or two people. I'm not getting paid
that much.
Well,
you got to start charging.
I guess.
Doesn't have to be money.
I don't have money.
That's doesn't true. Have to be money. Just charging in general. You want to see my boobie, you got to take out the garbage. That's the deal.
You must see my boobies a lot because you're good at that.
I just throw garbage out the window right now.
There you go.
So what?
I don't think I've had any interesting jobs. I've been to jail. My parents are whores, and that, you broken know, me down.
Yeah, I thought the
a little more gossip.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Chris Klein from the American Pie movies.
I can't tell if he's cool or dumb.
He's a drunk.
Okay.
He's in jail.
Now we know.
What's his name in the movie? Is that the...
I don't know those movies.
What's Chris Klein's
name?
No,
he's the nice guy. He's the nice guy.
The nice football player?
Marries the girl, yeah.
Or something like that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Who marries the... one time at band camp, that guy?
No. He marries the hot one with Maris Suvari with weird eyes.
Yes.
She looks like an alien.
She looks like a mongoloid.
Oh, okay. Okay, I think I know who you're talking about.
He was arrested for DUI. And in California, and his bail was $2,500, which he of course paid, but he has the wackest like mugshot.
Does he feel like
terrible.
He has to go into rehab now?
No, not yet. He just broke up with Katie Holmes, so maybe that's why he's been drinking and driving. I don't know.
They
were engaged for a long time, but they didn't make it.
She's cute.
Really?
She's cute, yeah. But she gets like a little too cute for me. Like, okay, the coy looks are done.
Oh, you know, the shoegazing
like,
kind of,
yeah.
I'm an innocent kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Salma Hayek. She's
dead.
Contesting the whole lesbian thing, and she's doing so by dating Jared Leto.
Who said she's lesbian?
She's a
is
lesbian?
That common?
There was word. Oh, I forgot. You guys don't know that.
We don't know anything.
I just thought it was whatever. There was word out that she was dating Penelope Cruz.
Oh, because they're both like the Latin.
Because they were both.
Well, they're friends. That's all it is. That's why I didn't even think it was worth.
They
mentioning.
Were both on Punk'd at the same time. One Punk'd the other.
Yeah.
Honest, what a stupid fucking show that Punk'd. They take. What's the girl's name again that you said first?
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek. Penelope Cruz punked Selma Hayek, took them to a bathroom. The punked people made fake duty. Penelope Cruz shows Selma Hayek the duty. They can't get over it. They giggle.
They
so one of them, not the one they're doing the punk on, flushes the toilet. The toilet's rigged to overflow. They leave out giggling like girls. And then the manager goes, "Did you do this?" And then a customer goes, "I saw her do it." That's the punk. You've been punked.
Well, there's a punk. Actually,
that's crazy.
Punk's having a little bit of trouble right now. Michael Vartan, who's on Alias, he used to date Jennifer Garner. He was punked recently, and he's refusing to sign the release.
They're
to
having
have it
a
aired.
Lot of that, right? There's a baseball player that.
Well,
refuses.
His punked. It wasn't so much haha punked. It wasn't really funny. They put him on a private plane, and then made like parts of the plane was falling off, and like the plane was going to take off anyway. And he didn't find it humorous, rightfully so, and he's
that's
refusing to sign the press release. So
they're lucky that he's not suing.
Not exactly, but his punk is apparently not going to air. So
well, that's not funny at all. That's really terrible to do. That's like you're on a plane and pretend, haha, we're being hijacked.
You know what? And I bet
so like the whole time they're telling him to calm down, sit down, it's okay. You know,
I bet it sounds a lot better than it is, though. I bet the plane goes up and then maybe they throw something out the window and like, ooh, something's falling off. You've been punked.
Come on, even if something fell out the window, why is the window open?
I don't think you can open windows on planes, really.
No, you can't. Get it?
There you go.
Get why it's scary?
I don't think you can open the window. When you're Cameron Diaz and you're tripping, you can open windows on the plane. But like regular planes, you can't open the window. J-Lo's new record
is dead.
Boo. Nobody wants it. Boo. No one.
All I hear is bad reviews.
Ow. That's all she ever gets.
If you're buying a J-Lo record for the music, you're in trouble anyway.
That's
but
true.
It's not really selling.
We play her songs at kids' parties. She should start labeling like kids' party music.
We only play like Let's Get Loud because that's such a, you know, Let's Get Loud.
And they always, the parents always play the other stuff. I'm Still Jenny from the Block. Then there's a kids version where kids sing.
Are you
Jenny
Kids
from
Bop? I have been abused by Kids Bop. They take every song ever and just make it tone deaf and monotone, and then let little creepy children sing the background.
So J-Lo, but they don't have to go that far with it.
No, not that all. They just remove the bass and that's it.
But they don't even change the words or anything or make it kid friendly.
If it's a
they're all still Jenny from the Block.
Yeah.
But the Jenny from the Block that you keep hearing, are you in the Bronx every time you hear that song?
Oh, yeah. That's their national
anthem. Because that's why they're playing it. They're the only people.
Maybe. She's their state
bird. Brooklyn. They'll play it.
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
They got Puerto Ricans there, too. So.
they're not even on the six over there. Boo.
Not even on
but the
six.
Kids Bop. The Kids Bop, I don't understand why you have to strip all the
but
songs.
But it's not just that. It's adult lyrics that they're singing.
But see, that's the thing. Kids Bop, my dad listens to it, and my sister's not in the car.
Ew.
Totally loves Kid Bop.
Somebody should talk to him.
That's he likes Dido too, so.
I like Dido.
You know? We're not really black, we're just brown.
I tried out for Dido one time.
Really?
Yeah.
She's kind of creepy.
You met her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met her. She was in the room.
What happened? What's this?
I only got the music like the night before, so I didn't get a chance. I had to learn three songs. I didn't get a chance to learn all three. So one of them, when I was done, they were like, oh, that was really nice, because that's the one I really got a chance to learn. But the other two, I really didn't know that well. Needless to say, I didn't get picked. But
you know what the problem is also? You can't be a better singer than the singer. Dido can't sing.
I think
she can make those weird little earthy noises, but she can't really sing.
It's not like, I don't think it's the fact that she's got range and whatever. It's not like she's got an incredible voice. I think there's just something about just her specifically. She can't, the second record I'm not going to listen to because you can't go too far with that. Mm-hmm. It's one record.
It's one record and go home.
Exactly. It's something
look at Natalie
and
Brulia. One record, went home.
Exactly.
Go back to Australia.
Actually, she only had one song.
That wasn't hers.
One song.
What? Did you know that?
No.
I'm
it's a remake
been,
of a song.
I'm
yeah,
here. That's
it?
An old song.
Yeah, it is. It was acoustic originally. I love that song.
She's on Revlon now or something. Right?
Yeah,
she's a model. She's gorgeous.
L'Oreal. Maybelline?
Maybelline, really?
One of them. She does the eye makeup stuff all the time.
Because her eyes are like.
She married Daniel Johns from the band Silverchair, who's like 25, and she's so not 25. And he's an.
Remember when he started? He was 16.
Yeah, he's an anorexic.
Who's that?
Daniel
the
Jones.
Guy that did Silverchair when they were good, or their first album is great.
Yeah,
they were 16 years old.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a random thing? I don't know why I'm thinking about this. Beckham and Posh Spice, are they still together? Or
they're
there?
Still together. They just had a baby, but she's back to fighting weight again, which means she weighs nothing. Fighting weight. She had that new thing. They do a C-section, take out the baby, sew you back up, and then do lipo.
No. Totally. Is that a new
that's
thing?
That's cool.
Totally. Oh, so you leave with the baby and flat abs.
And then you do Playboy.
You know
good. Then you don't hate your kid.
Exactly.
And then when he fucking spits out his food, you're not like, you motherfucker, look at me. Look at all the food I had to eat.
She gained all the 4 pounds total to get when she was pregnant, so good it wasn't a big deal. But
wow.
You never know when there's going to be a reunion.
You never know.
Good for her.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Sporty Spice might change her mind and, you know, they'll be back together.
Sporty Spice had a popular song after they broke up. Baby Spice is trying to make a comeback.
Baby Spice has an album out, yeah.
Yeah.
But now she's Emma.
Right, and she looks much better.
She looks like a grown-up now.
Yeah, she looks better, but seriously, what voice did you have? Don't you get it?
She was third from the left.
Wasn't Sporty Spice the only
that's
one?
That's the voice she had.
Third from the left.
Sporty. Who had
okay, Scary Spice had the best voice.
No.
Sporty had the deepest voice. She had that R&B thing going, but I think Scary had the best
no,
voice.
No, Scary can not only could Scary not sing.
She was hard to jerk off to because she was too crazy.
She was the only black person.
And then Ginger was too old.
She's the only black person. She had the least rhythm. Did you watch that first video? They're just bopping like as a dance move, and they're all kind of like off rhythm. Like,
that's what
they sounded like
to me. I was
probably
getting tissue at the time.
Why not? But the total non-singer is Ginger Spice.
Which one's into the
old one?
The porn one,
right?
The
porn star, yeah. She wasn't in porn, no. She had to be.
Yes,
she did. She took those titty pictures. She didn't. She wasn't in porn. She took titty pictures.
No, she took full on naked pictures though.
Really?
That's pretty pornographic.
Titty pussy. It was porn. She just wasn't with another
dude.
Speaking
of which, is Samantha Fox anywhere near like making a comeback?
Samantha who?
I don't know. No. Okay, I thought I heard something about her recently.
She's at her house.
Heard her in our gym.
In our gym. Oh, that's what it was.
If she's making a comeback, Lisa Stansfield's right around the corner.
Can I just tell you, I like that song. What was the song?
Touch Me, I Want Your Body.
Samantha, I want to feel your body.
She's busy partying
and
out in the Hamptons.
This Is the Night. Is that the same song? This Is the Night.
Ah, Touch Me. That sounds like Stacey Q. Remember Stacey Q?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was that song?
I don't know none of these, right?
She was on that episode of The Facts of Life when Tootie went for the role that she went for and couldn't get it because she was thin and blonde and had the big boobies. And I don't remember the song
we
right now.
We connect when we're together. It's so perfect.
Is that how you sung for Dido?
Oh. Ooh, that's why I'm not telling stories to the Inquirer about you now.
And Oprah and what's-his-face Ray, are they really
Jamie
hooking
Fox?
Up?
Jamie Foxx? I don't know. I don't know enough.
I'm
call him Ray.
Asshole.
Call him Ray. I call Lawrence Fishburne
compliment.
Ike Turner. Try seriously, him to write now. Close your eyes and try to picture Ike Turner.
Yes.
Who do you see?
I see him.
Lawrence Fishburne. I have no until I.
No,
I,
you think you see it because you close your eyes and everything's black.
There you go. Aww. That could have something to do with it. But every time I see Ike Turner on TV, I'm genuinely surprised that it's not Lawrence Fishburne.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell is that? It's Ike Turner. No, it's not. Where's Lawrence Fishburne? Tobey Maguire. Apparently, they're not going to start production on Spider-Man 3 anytime soon. He is so fat.
No way.
Is he?
He is so fat, they're hiding him. He wasn't allowed to go to the Oscars.
No.
They didn't want people to know how obese he had gotten.
How'd they get him?
No,
was he on the beach naked?
That's maybe in celebration of Spider-Man 3, he has three chins. He is fat.
Maybe that. What if that's like a new bad guy?
He is so fat. He so can't get in the Spider-Man suit.
I can't believe that because he was buff.
Nice.
He was nice. It was looking
it was
really
real
good.
Nice, yeah.
Not so much. And he's short too, so it's not helping.
How fat is he really though?
Honestly, he's put on at least 40 pounds.
No.
Why would I lie?
I don't know why you would lie.
I wouldn't bother.
Alright.
You can look it up on the internet.
I would think of better things to lie about.
You
like
know?
That Transformers movie. You never happened.
No, not happening. Just like the lie.
If that doesn't happen, oh my god.
No, it's happening. Movie? It's definitely happening.
You're gonna have him cry for like a week. Now I gotta go out by tomorrow, by
not
his
not even
birthday.
That you have to go I have to go out, hire a camera crew, hire actors, and make a Transformers movie. God damn.
CGI.
You know how hard it is to cast the Decepticons?
I have actresses to play hookers, but other than that,
I can
know what I'm
we
doing.
Can make transfer the movies totally with just hookers.
Okay.
Why do I plant seeds? Why do I plant seeds? I don't know.
Thank you. I'm having enough trouble finding things for the birthday.
All right. Well, I got to get ready. We got to go. We're doing the stand-up show today.
I already said tomorrow.
I know. We're doing the stand-up show today.
Okay.
107 McDougal Street in New York City. Everything's at keithandthegirl.com. Thank you, Patrice.
No problem.
April 15th. It's officially Keith's birthday. He's 31, right? You're 31?
31 years old.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
6:30, Sal's Comedy Hall, 107 McDougal Street. 1 hour of Keith making us laugh.
I got jokes. And if we're all lucky, I'm going to perform You Can't Be Me, I'm a Rock Star live.
Oh my God.
Yes.
See ya.
Poses. Yo yo, yeah. Yo yo, yeah. Yo yo, yeah. Yo yo, yeah. Thank you.
see the sky that's almost over now, almost over now. You think that you don't have to ever quit. You think that you can get away with it. You think the light won't be ever lit. It's almost over now, almost over now. Something on your chest, better get it off. There'll be no one left when we set it off. We ain't gonna take it no more, since it's almost over now, almost over now. You had plenty of time, there was no rush. But it was your dream to be like us. You're in dreamland, so you don't care. And as you wake, we're standing there.
You can't be me, I'm a rock star. I'm rhyming on the top of a cop car. I'm a rebel in my four pops far. It's almost over now, it's almost over now. I guess you ain't heard that we swallow guys. It's too damn late to apologize. Will you see the mantle and will you see the sky? That's almost over now, almost over now.
You think that you don't have to ever quit. You think that you can get away with it. You think the light won't be ever lit. It's almost over now, almost over now. Something on your chest, better get it off. There'll be no one left when we set it off. We ain't gonna take it no more, since it's almost over now, almost over now.
Just better get it off.
Get it off. Pop, pop, pop. Look, it's almost over now, it's almost over now.
You don't succeed, cause you hesitate. You think we're flying.
I'm a rebel in my four pop squad. It's almost over now, almost over now. I guess you ain't heard that we swallow guys. It's too damn late to apologize. When you see the mantle and when you see the sky, it's almost over now, it's almost over now.
You think that you don't have to ever go. You think that you can get away with it. You think the light will be ever lit.
But it's almost over now, almost over now.
Something on your chest, better get it off. There'll be no one left when we set it off. We ain't gonna take it no more.
It's almost over now, almost over now.
You can't be me, I'm a rock star. I'm rhyming on the top of my cop car. I'm a rebel in my four pop squad. It's almost over now, it's almost over now. I guess you ain't heard that we swallow guys. It's too damn late to apologize. When you see the mantle or when you see the sky, it's almost over now, it's almost over now.
No one ever really dies. You believe that? Well, if not, for you, it's almost over now, almost over now. No one ever really dies.